The government has played down speculation that Australia could be involved in the war in Afghanistan until 2020. Prime Minister Julia Gillard and opposition leader Tony Abbott have both expressed their support for Australia's commitment beyond 2014. But the Greens want Australia to withdraw from the conflict. The federal government will spend more than $170 million creating two new detention centres. Immigration Department officials told an estimates hearing the new centre at Northam in Western Australia will cost over $164 million. South Australia's Invibraki facility will use existing buildings and cost just under $10 million. There are reports that James Packer has launched a $250 million share market raid on Channel 10. That would give him a 15% stake in the company. Stockbrokers say after the market closed yesterday, 163 million Network 10 shares were traded. The 10 network has declined to comment. The Forest Industries Association says it could take up to 30 years to end logging in Tasmania's native forests, despite a historic peace deal. A deal between the logging industry and conservationists was signed in Hobart yesterday. That agreement outlines a commitment to stop logging of high conservation value forests within months. It also pledges to eventually end all native forest logging. In France, almost 500,000 people have taken to the streets for a sixth day of protests about pension reforms. The nationwide strikes have cancelled flights and closed schools, but the government says it will push on.